from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 903. Shout-out to my cousins, Jeff and Ashley, for getting me tickets to the White House for the Rangers World Series ceremony, which is awesome. However, then they had inflammatory things to say about Cronuts. So, not sure you guys want to handle that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. What you got?
Well, I want to see if you think this is a good strategy. This is a hypothetical. Let's say you run a business and one of your best employees looks like he's not going to be under contract. And somebody asks you, hey, is that a big deal? And you're like, eh, it's not that urgent. And then the employee goes to social media and puts LOL. Do you think that's just all part of the deal? And they're just like, you know, hyping it up and everybody knows CeeDee Lamb's going to get signed?
Well, let's start here. He is under contract.
That is true for another year. And obviously they can franchise him and everything as well.
Right. So, and obviously you guys saw the rest of the quote, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there was laughing going on. But if one person tweets out no, I don't have any urgency, then the whole Twitterverse blows up, right?
Right.
And you guys, how many segments?
This is the first time.
No, come on.
We had a brief mention in the first segment.
We mentioned it for 2 minutes. I kid you not. But you know what else blew up social media, too, is when CD just tweeted out the date, which was 8/8. Which is 88, and then people are like, oh my God, it's done.
8 years for $80 million a year.
And like, he was just saying, this is the date, and I'm number 88, and everyone's like, oh, deal's done. Yep, oh my gosh, give me the details.
I just think you have to, you know, I don't know why I said it. I went to college. I went to high school. I went to college. I was at Nobu on Tuesday.
Ooh.
I mean, that was the rest of it. Why don't you do the whole thing, right? Is there a limit on how much you can tweet out?
Yes, there is. But
could you have added
I think
that?
You could have fit more in that tweet. Yeah. Yes, that okay. is so, that is fair.
This is part of the world we live in, right?
I do have, you're right.
It's kind of like the other day when DeMarcus Lawrence said, I'm here. I want to be where my feet are.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see us hoisting the trophy. But we got to focus on training camp first. And then, Mickey, guess which part of that got put out there? I can definitely see us hoisting the trophy.
Right, right.
And, or, there's more to that.
Or the part somebody asked him, you know, I think the question was, you're not under contract next year. Do you think you're going to play next year? And he says, I don't know. Are they going to pay me next year?
Good question.
Right? Good question.
Good question.
I mean, there's a bunch of guys on last year of the contract, but he is under contract.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And it's $1 million a week.
Is that right? Is that's oh, man. Oh, that's what he gets paid. I thought you were saying that's the fine. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, but I got you. Yeah.
Well, it is kind of a fine, isn't it, if you don't get it?
Yeah, that's
right?
True. That is true.
Is there any red blood American out there that's going to forfeit $1 million a week?
Ooh, maybe the guy who used to run Amazon, but that's about it.
Yeah.
He might need the money now.
Unless you've got that $18 million in the bank right now.
I do not.
And
so,
think about it this way. Has anybody asked him if he has any urgency to get the contract done?
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't because he knows he's guaranteed $18 million this
year.
So there's two sides to it, I think you have to. And I think Jerry was kind of having fun, and I think the fun backfired, right?
Yeah, I do, because I heard him laugh after that. But the very first part, it did feel serious, but as I'm sure you know, everyone comes at it with maybe their own preconceived perception, right? And so and so they're just like, well, that's what I think.
Well, and the other thing is I think the original question was prefaced with, well, now that the first preseason game's going to be played, looks like he's going to miss it, do you have a sense of urgency to get it done? Well, he's not playing in the preseason game, right? Probably not playing in the next preseason game.
I can see that.
Dak Prescott's not playing in any of the preseason games. So that's why, you know, I guess they should have asked, do you have a sense of urgency because he missed the scrimmage against the Rams? Because for the, you know, bottom line is that's probably maybe the only time we see some of these veteran guys that, you know, are very important to this team. Actually work against another team, because they may not play. You know, it won't be just Dak, right? You think they're going to send Zach Martin out there?
No, and see, that's why my question would have been, hey, why do you think the Cowboys are favored by 4? How do they put together these preseason?
They put a line on preseason games?
Of course they do.
And not knowing who's going to play?
Yes.
Degenerates will gamble on anything, Mick.
I can feel RJ making a wager right now. That would honestly be my question. I would be like, how do you suppose they come up with that?
And you don't even know who the Rams are going to play.
Yes, you're correct. I do not.
So anyway, well, that's the world we live in.
What is who is your player that you're like, I think I'm going to see a big game from him, and he needs a pretty interesting game to highlight himself here?
Well, again, not knowing who's playing and who isn't, I'm going to assume the young guys are going to play.
Yeah,
right?
That's kind of where I was looking.
And you know, I'm pretty anxious to see the continued progression of Kalen Carson.
Yes.
Okay.
He continues to make a play, it seems like, every practice. And, you know, in my books, that fourth cornerback position is wide open. And to me, he's the guy that's got his hand in the air saying, hey, look at me. I thought it was funny. They asked Dak, the question was, so what are your thoughts on, you know, you're going against this rookie, Kalen Carson. And he said, who? And they said, Kalen Carson. And he goes, oh, Seatbelt Carson.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He understood Seatbelt Carson and probably didn't know the guy's first name, maybe. And so then he continued.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're talking about Seatbelt Carson because, you know, he locks people down and makes plays. So I like to see, you know, what he does in a preseason game. I'm guessing that they're not going to play Stafford, right?
I would assume not. But I guess
see, here's the here, and then usually you're going up against the second or third quarterback. Well, watching the practice yesterday, it was like, you know, the seconds or third. Well, the defense is going up against Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not exactly, you know, some guy just off the bench. He's been a starter in the league, which is somewhat unfair. But, you know, so I would imagine that's who they're gonna face.
Man. It's a good thing they're not facing Matthew Stafford, though, because Caleb Williams said Matthew Stafford is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, I saw the Cowboy defense, you know, having a pretty good day yesterday. Thought the offense did well. You know, it's hard for one person to watch both fields, but you know, Zeke ran the ball well.
Did he have a fumble too, though?
I believe he did, yes. But it was sort of at the end of a run. It wasn't like he ran in the middle and somebody knocked the ball out. It was like, okay, he's been thumped up and then the ball came out. So we have to put a little context on that one too. I don't know if anybody reported that Stafford scored a touchdown, but he threw a pass that got deflected by the Cowboys' defense. It got deflected by, I think, Micah Parsons and somebody else. And then he ran over there with the ball loose at the goal line and grabbed it and stepped in. And Sean McVay almost had a heart attack. He chewed his butt out for, what are you doing? This is a practice. You don't need to be getting in the middle of a scrum and try to dive for a touchdown. I thought Mazi Smith showed something in there. I thought the guy, and Jerry Jones said it. Now, this one probably didn't get reported, but he was very impressed with Brock Hoffman and what he did. And at one point he said he is a starting center. So that was the level of play he was playing, including getting in a little tussle with Kobe Turner. I think he's a nose tackle with the Rams.
I've seen it before from Hoffman, man. I've seen him throw some people on the ground before.
Right?
Yes.
He'll talk some trash on you.
He's got a little edge to him. Yeah.
Which I like. That just took place for a couple seconds, right? Like from
It wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't anything that was going to cause the teams to get fined $200,000, right?
Or DK Metcalf to take his helmet off and swing it at somebody.
Which is always, it's like, what do guys think about swinging your helmet and then you got your head that can get hit, right?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
It happened once at my high school.
A
little fight broke out. Dude ripped another guy's helmet off and then broke his orbital bone. It was bad, man. That's not good.
See, I think the same thing when somebody punches somebody who has a helmet on.
Why?
I'm like, you could have the greatest punch in the world.
It's
I feel like that's going to end up poorly for you, right?
But you know what? Something doesn't change. Randy White got in a skirmish with the Bears in a preseason game, right? Preseason. And he yanked the offensive lineman's helmet off and bunked him on the head with the guy's helmet.
Oh, man. I believe that. If you told me he got in a fight with an actual bear, I would also believe that.
And then he got thrown out in his comment. I don't know if it was after the game or later on when I reminded of him. He goes, it was a preseason game. It was hot. I didn't want to play.
He talked another guy on the head. But what better way to get kicked out?
So, you know, this stuff's been going on. It just doesn't, you know, get reported the way it does now instantly, by the way.
Now, Mickey, since I've told you there's a point spread, I know you feel a sense of urgency going into Sunday's game. It has
Don't be saying that now because I can get in trouble,
okay.
Right?
It has been 7 years since the Cowboys won their preseason opener. How nervous are you about this one?
Yeah, now, I wonder if Michael used that in his pregame talk, right?
There's no way.
We got to win one.
We need just one win. We just need one win to start this thing off. I like it.
I can just take you to
89. Why don't you just ask that? Mike wants to know if he crushes watermelons before the game.
Right before the game, when the Cowboys went 3-1 in 89 in the preseason, beat Houston on a walk-off field goal, I think, and Jerry and Jimmy went running off the field. Their arms were waving, and it's like they won their season opener. Oops, and then they got beat 28-0 by the Saints.
Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL,
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees? No, it was probably...
Bobby Herbert?
It's A-Bear.
A-Bear?
I'm trying to even go further.
Billy Joe Tolliver?
Archie Manning?
Archie Manning, maybe.
Wow. I don't think that's... Is that
89,
right?
89, I don't know who was playing quarterback.
All right. Well, okay, so maybe...
Bobby Hebert. It was Bobby Hebert.
Yes.
Was it?
All right.
John Forcade and Dave Wilson.
John Forcade. I covered John Forcade when he was in college at Ole Miss.
Somebody iron-headed us.
Hayward, I remember the
that's right.
Hayward.
I have to
All right,
admit,
Mike's back in form.
I know. Well, what he really wanted to ask you and why he turned his mic on to begin with was, do you think Mike McCarthy should smash a watermelon before the preseason game? That's what he really wanted to ask you.
I'd love
well,
it.
Well, the Cowboys are so worried about this one, they're just basically bussing up to the game on Sunday before the game. So it's not like they're going there to spend the night and
yeah.
be nice and refreshed for the game. It's just like a long trip from the hotel to the stadium, that's all, on game day.
I'll tell you what, I don't know about California, but watermelons are in season here, Mick.
Oh, very good.
They taste good right now.
What does that have to do with anything?
They haven't dried up with 100-degree heat?
I guess not. I feel like July and August are the best watermelons.
Your thoughts, Mickey? that's okay. That's
I'm
how
big
I feel
on the strawberries
well.
Out
oh,
here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they're 97 cents at the Kroger.
Okay,
down the street
Mike.
Right now.
That's great. All right. Thank you very much, Mickey. You've been very informative.
Just make sure you when you guys talk to me, you have some urgency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, clearly we do. All right. There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.